Restoring My Soul, Monday the 6th of January. Watch and pray. Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." Later, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus invited Peter to join the fellowship of this same prayer. He said to Peter, "Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." We do not pray for our self-righteous religious image to be upheld under pressure. Rather, we are watching and praying so that when our projections are undone under the sifting of Satan, we will not draw back from Christ's face in unbelief and endeavor to recraft for ourselves another image through penance. Peter followed Jesus to the house of Caiaphas because his self-defined image was as a disciple of Christ. Jesus had called Peter to be a disciple, and Peter believed in his adequacy for this call. He said to Jesus, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." However, as Jesus was being bruised for Peter's iniquitous self-image, he began to deny that he knew Jesus. Under pressure, Peter renounced his image as a disciple of Christ because he was resisting humiliation. Peter did not want to be humiliated with Christ and, thereby, lose his reputation in the broader Jewish community or church. Peter's self-image, which was associated with his standing in the community as a Jew in identity and name, predated his call to be a disciple of Christ. When Peter was called by Christ to be a disciple, he believed that he was going to be a better version of a Jew, that he was going to be a more successful Jew. In this regard, throughout the season of Christ's earthly ministry, he had been cleaving to the Son of God, the King of the Jews, with deceit. His discipleship was an advancement of his base carnal image. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 22 verses 31 to 33 and Mark chapter 14 verses 37 to 38. For further reading, Matthew chapter 26 verses 1 to 46.